Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
How would you spend $1 million?
I don't know. What's the exaggerated family story that keeps on growing?
Matt spins up Manning for hits from your hood.
Interesting, and Kimber's fed up with parking fines at the city.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5. The Big Breakfast catch-up is for Dale Alcock.
Mix 94.5, it is The Big Breakfast. It's Clancy, Matt and Kimber. And on board with The Big Breakfast is Dale Alcock and his team. Of course, if you're building, renovating or developing, you're in safe hands with Dale Alcock.
Had the pleasure of meeting him on Friday too.
Did you?
Sweet,
yeah.
Sweet man.
Sweet man, yeah. And Dale Alcock's, they've got the Advantage Series from under 200K and with over 20K worth of bonus inclusions if you build with them.
Renovate your home, transform your lifestyle with Dale Alcock Home Improvement.
Beautiful work.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
It is an exciting day, guys. Not only we're celebrating the fact that we're back on Monday for a bit of fun.
Woo.
And the chance to win $1 million.
Mm.
This is phenomenal. Mix 94.5's Million Dollar Song with Watertown Brand Outlet Centre. So we thought we'd sort of like do a lot of things around town which will help you to fantasise and dream.
Yeah, well, some people love their vehicles, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I wouldn't buy a flash car, but I'm sure there are plenty of people who would.
Well, when you've got $1 million, you can maybe spend money on the things that you wouldn't ordinarily
That's
spend.
True.
And with
That's
a car,
true.
You could, you know, you could afford the insurance and all the rest of it. This is sensational right now. Our producer, Tom, is out and about. Now, Tom, can you paint the picture? Where are you? What are you doing?
I am in Osborne Park at one of the most luxurious car places you've ever seen, Claire. I'm down here at the Mercedes dealership and they've been lucky enough to sit me in a new AMG C63 sedan.
Oh, West Point Star, Mercedes-Benz and diesel motors, Mercedes-Benz, beautiful place.
I already feel like a millionaire. I've never sat in a car like this before. You guys have seen my car. It's more like a 1 cent car. And now I'm sitting in this beautiful, luxurious leather. It smells good.
Yes.
There's fancy words like dynamic written everywhere. It's I feel like $1 million already.
Well, I noticed the car you're in, Tommy, does 0 to 100 in 4 seconds. Your car doesn't even get to 100, does it?
No, which is good because I used to have a bit of a lead foot. But if you're listening in here, Maddie, you ready? Here we go. See if I can get it to go.
Yeah. Oh, listen to that. It's purring.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, Tommy, has it got those big, beautiful, chunky doors? They just make almost like no sound because they're so magnificent.
It does. The doors are beautiful. They're stylish. They're elegant. And I just like the feel of everything. I feel like I'm just touching everything as I go. So.
Oh, yeah, they're scrubbing those fingerprints off for days after you leave.
And the best thing is, I've just turned the car on to start it, and 94.5 has come on the radio.
Yeah,
so now I'm getting some feedback, so I better turn the car off.
Oh, we love those guys.
No, but it's absolutely superb, guys. So I couldn't recommend the place down here high enough. From the second I walked in, they gave me a coffee. I sat down. I felt like a millionaire.
Yeah.
And I've done the numbers quickly.
Yeah.
This car's worth about $160,000.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You've got plenty left to spend.
So with my million, I can buy a car for everybody.
Hey! Is there any chance you could bring it so we can have a bit of a look?
Yeah, you get a Mercedes. So I'll hang up. I'll drive it back in. You guys can have a look.
Yeah, you're going to bring it to us?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to bring it back.
Yeah, give me.
Okay, well, drive safely, won't you?
Yeah.
Like, really,
no worries.
Truly.
I think they've checked my insurance, and I think I'm okay.
Have you signed that waiver?
And how,
I haven't signed it yet, so I'm going to try to avoid signing that, I think.
And how's the light out there, Tommy? Is it bright or is it getting darker?
Yeah, mate, let it go.
Yeah, regular theme.
That. Whatever.
That's three.
Drive safe, Tommy. We'll see you soon in your $160,000 Mercedes.
I mean, can you imagine?
I could be a millionaire.
Yeah, mate, can you do about 2Ks an hour on the way? Thanks.
I'll be back shortly.
Okay.
I just renewed my car insurance. My agreed value is $4,400.
What's wrong with that?
How much
What's
would it
the
cost?
Market value? Oh, yeah, it must be $2,300.
Oh, it's nothing.
There's nothing wrong with that, mate, even though you still put the expensive petrol in.
I do.
So that's producer Tom in the $160,000 Merca, West Point Star, Mercedes-Benz and diesel motors Mercedes-Benz. And he's driving very, very slowly, we hope, from Aussie Park to Subi to show us the car.
What a great feeling, because one of our listeners, that could be you, just going, I'm not used to sitting in a car like this, but I can now.
Yeah.
And keep listening for that sound. Mix 94.5's Million Dollar Song with Watertown Brand Outlet Centre. Or we can give you Matt's car.
We're giving that away in another prize later.
But you're 4,000 here.
Yeah, that's second prize.
Yeah, once we've given away a million, we will have nothing left in the kitty.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Something's been missing from our show for just a little while.
Oh, yes.
Perhaps it's a little bit too long that it's been missing for.
Coldburn, Cannington, Nulph and Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home was where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Hits from your hood.
It's time for another suburb.
Yeah, we've got to spin the suburban wheel. Matt writes these awesome songs about the suburbs of Perth. And we've gone through,
Kimber.
I think we've gone through 41 or 40 suburbs, something like that.
Something like
42,
that.
42, 43.
And there's something, how many?
355
in Perth, really? So we've got a while to go.
Yeah. And as I always say, what I want to come up is the spectacles.
The spectacles, yeah, because we've
got to write a song about the spectacles.
Spectacles and Averley, you know, all these suburbs that are starting to grow and as the city expands.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we've spin the suburban wheel and we'll see where your next song will be located.
I'll make sure, have you removed the old ones?
They get swapped out.
Cool, you put a new one on there. Beautiful.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, spin that wheel for Matt's Hits from our hood. Here we go. Big spin. Nice work. Slowing down. Is it going to be now? It's moved back onto that one.
That's an interesting. Okay, cool.
Okay, wow.
I know this area.
I don't.
No, nor do I.
It's Manning.
Manning.
Okay.
I mean, I know Manning Road, of course. I mean, I'm assuming it's sort of in that little bit of land near Como.
If you're heading down the Kwinana Freeway there, just near Canning Highway.
Manning near Canning.
It's the exit before or after? Before. After if you're heading down.
Yeah,
but, yeah. And so it's in that little pocket there. Nice little spot. Yeah.
Okay.
How's the traffic in Manning this morning, Paul?
It's busy.
You'll bet it is. Especially around Canning Highway.
Yeah.
Okay, Manning. Well, I'm definitely going to need some help from you, Kimber, and from anyone out there. Get on the Facebook page and tell me your thoughts on Manning.
Well, it's not a huge suburb.
No.
So if you lived there or you've got something to contribute, there might be some hidden gems that we wouldn't you wouldn't find out online,
for example.
Sure. So you will need some help.
You do like to delve into the history of areas too.
I do, find out
where names and reasons and, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, the name of the town hall or whatever it might be.
Yes. Actually, I wonder, is Aquinas College part of Manning?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll do a bit more research. But if you are living in the area or if you know anything about Manning, jump on our Facebook page. We'll put the post up there in a second and you can tell us what you know.
Okay.
Come up with a song.
Manning.
Beautiful.
That's going to... All right.
There you go. You're excited.
Yeah.
Stick around with that one. You're living in Manning.
Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, of course, you know, when we get into work early in the morning, we all say either, you know, what did you do yesterday or how was your weekend? And sometimes it's all pretty, around the couch, watched a bit of Netflix.
Sometimes a bit ho-hum.
A bit ho-hum, but then sometimes someone comes in with a story that we just go, wow.
Whoa.
Right, and indeed, producer Tom, who's making a huge appearance on today's show.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's taken over, isn't
he? Yeah, he really has. But, of course, he came in the other day talking about being bitten by a wobbegong shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
All right, here's a bit of audio from that.
Swimming along with my friend Tim, next thing you know, I feel this almighty whack in the back of my leg. Something has bitten me through my wetsuit.
Oh, dear.
Pierced into my skin.
And held on? Did it hold on?
It held on.
Oh.
Right. Now, we later found out that he went to hospital and the doctor said, you were attacked by a wobbegong.
Yeah.
Right. So we're sitting around here going, we know someone who's had a shark attack.
Yeah.
He can't
much.
Wait to share his shark story.
Oh, he's been...
I mean, it's a wobbegong. Yeah. Not a giant, giant shark.
No.
Hammerhead or...
But he's been dining out on that story ever since.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And, you know, now the wobbegong's, you know, 13 foot long.
Yeah.
He's got a place in Salter Point.
Is it the same bloke who said it was a bit dark at the footy?
Yeah. So it just keeps growing and growing and growing, this story.
Yep.
So I was trying to explain to Steppy D, my stepdaughter, about, I was telling her the story, because she knows Tom, about he was attacked by a shark, a wobbegong.
Yeah.
So she said, well, what's a wobbegong? Went and looked up about wobbegongs.
Yep.
And an interesting statistic about just how often wobbegongs do attack.
Oh, sweet.
A total of 28 unprovoked wobbegong shark attacks have been recorded in the past 450 years.
Sorry? 28.
28 in 450 years.
Unless he was provoking, then he is a freak.
Oh, that's true. He did say unprovoked.
Unprovoked.
Well, no, but
Tom's a very nice guy. I can't imagine he'd go and stir up a wobby dong for no reason.
He did say it took him by surprise in the back of his wetsuit.
And that's not the first time that's happened.
It's happened before. We can't go there.
Wow. So he's just basically exaggerated this story and gone with it.
Yeah. He's basically cut himself on a piece of glass.
Yeah. Or he's been bitten by like a crab on the rocks.
Yeah. That's only one every 16 years of 450. That's incredible.
But those sorts of stories, everyone's family's full of stories like that, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, the ones where your parents are like, oh, you have no idea what it was like. You know, they grew up in Perth. However, they somehow managed to walk to school in snow with no shoes while they were carrying their books with just a belt.
Oh, yes.
You know, they just get more exaggerated every time you hear them.
They can get exaggerated. My old man does talk about, and he was a very good rower, my old man, but he does talk about every time I see him about how he just missed out by two or three blokes or one or two blokes from rowing for Australia in the 1960 Rome Olympics.
Of course.
Because he was in the King's Cup crew. It was only a couple of blokes. I would have had a blazer and gone to the Olympics. Oh. I say, oh, mate, I know you're a champ.
That's awesome. Give us a call, 133353, and tell us the exaggerated story that someone has been feeding you.
Yes.
Because don't believe these things.
I mean, plenty of exaggerated stories over this guy's tongue, and this is the caller of the day prize, a double pass to see Kiss, who are going to be bringing their spectacular farewell tour to RAC Arena on November 16. Tickets are selling fast from Ticketek, proudly presented by us at Mix 94.5.
And this is the tour that will finally pay for Gene Simmons to have it shortened.
Yes.
Sorry, the tongue.
Yeah, it could be a story that your family's been spinning you for Christmas or maybe your mates down the pub. Tell us the exaggerated story that someone's been feeding you. 133353.
Love it.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Producer Tom reckons he got bitten by a wobbegong shark. If it's true, he's now one of 29 people in the last 450 years to have been bitten by a wobbegong. I mean, we all have these stories. I was told that my grandfather, who was in Blackpool, was courting my nana in Lytham St. Anne's.
Yeah.
And the story was, your grandfather used to cycle 21 miles a day to court your grandmother. I've just looked it up. It's 5 miles.
Oh, there you go. It's always going to be exaggerated.
It ain't that far.
And I love the way you do that accent for every member of the family. Yeah.
We're taking your calls 133353 to find out if someone's been telling you an exaggerated story. Shannon in Hammond Park. Shannon, who's been exaggerating to you?
My brother did a Stephen Bradbury when he was young. He was doing BMX. Everyone fell over on the last straight and he rolled over the last heel and won.
Yay!
But every time we tell it, it gets more and more exaggerated to the point where now I picture him doing like a triple backflip on the last heel and kind of flying around the corner and winning. And like every time we tell it, it gets more and more exaggerated about how many people fell over and how far back he was. It's the best.
And he was faster than Mick Doohan. That's amazing.
So good. I love it.
And why not? Why not, Shannon? You know, I mean, you don't get many wins in this life. So when you do have a good one, make it as big as you want.
Get in the way of a good story.
Exactly.
Damn straight.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, Shannon.
When my mate Mark and I talk about our footy careers, we were superstars.
Oh, yeah.
God, we were terrible.
In fact, I did that to T yesterday. We went to a park in Central Ave and I said, I got me best figures in cricket here.
Oh, did you?
And
really?
I added an extra wicket.
Oh, of course you do. I love it. Now, the lines are still open on this one. 133353 about the exaggerated story that someone keeps banging onto you about.
Barry's in Secret Harbour. Barry, are you the one exaggerating?
Yeah, this is my story, guys. The truth, right?
Right.
I left home, I hitchhiked, I ran away from home, had a fight with my mum. Living in Sydney, went to Bankstown Airport, actually asked a guy who was getting in a light aircraft if I could get a lift to Wollongong. He said yes, to my surprise.
Wow.
Yes,
we took off, got some bad weather Wollongong, had to come back. But he had a bent wheel at the front of his plane.
Yeah.
So when he landed, he actually bounced about four or five times down the runway, had to take off, go around past the flight tower. They had to check his wheel, and he said, no, it's okay. And then they landed with a few more bumps and were okay.
Okay.
That's a true story.
That's the truth.
And what have you been telling people,
Barry?
What's
your epic story?
Okay, so things like, I had to open the canopy on the way down.
Yep.
I nearly got blown out of the plane. It never actually touched the runway.
We landed on grass, hit a whoobie, bounced over a few times, and the more beers they had, the better it got.
Oh. Barry, you were nearly killed. You were nearly killed in that crash.
That was the true story.
Barry, can I suggest for next telling that you leaned out of the cockpit and straightened the wheel whilst in midair?
Yeah.
Leaned over and laid on the nose and wrapped my arms around the nose and straightened the wheel.
And became the wheel.
Also, for me, Barry, the most fascinating part of this story is the fact that you were that age and you ran away and you asked someone for a flight. That is the most courageous and crazy thing I think you could possibly do.
That, promise, I know it sounds exaggerated, that is the honest, honest truth. It really happened.
So you made yourself into Steven Seagal and it was really just a bit Paul Rudd.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, remember he jumped off the front of the wheel?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Oh, that's great. Get off my plane.
Love it. Thanks, Barry.
Good on you, mate.
Barry of Secret Harbour. Love how those stories, just, especially at Christmas time with families, they just keep growing.
Yes.
We could have been champions.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. The juice.
Oh, you tell.
Let's hear it. Give me the details.
It's a musical that receives plenty of accolades by critics and viewers all over the world. The Book of Mormon.
Hello, my name is Elder Cunningham. And we would like to share with you this book of Jesus Christ. Just take this book. It's free.
It is created by South Park's Matt Stone and Trey Parker, and it's a musical comedy that makes light of Mormon beliefs and practices, but endorses the positive power of love and service.
Yes.
And it follows two Mormon missionaries as they attempt to preach to residents in a small Ugandan village. So not normally where you'd expect to go. The musical has won 9 Tony Awards, a Grammy, 4 Laurence Olivier Awards, and it's coming to Perth.
Hey, have a nice day.
I've heard my friends talk about this. It's been West End musical for a long time. You know, all these people have said it's a great show. Yep. Performances are going to begin September 3rd this year, and the tickets go on sale tomorrow, and there's some priority bookings that are available now. And the show is going to be at Crown Theatre, and tickets are available through bookofmormonmusical.com.au.
I'll go and see that.
Yeah,
sure.
I think that's one definitely worth seeing.
Such a great reputation.
Yeah, exactly. Well, reputation is everything, isn't it? Now, I cannot believe it has been 2 decades. It is the 20th anniversary of the hit 1999 film 10 Things I Hate About You.
No.
Oh. Now, this film, of course, launched the career of Perth's Heath Ledger, so this is a great opportunity to commemorate at an event.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. I love you, baby, and if it's quite all right, I need you, baby.
Heath and Julia Stiles.
I just can't believe it's been 20 years. Mm. And to celebrate, Moonlight Cinema is hosting a special anniversary screening of the hit flick this Friday, 15th of March. And so you can check it out. What's great about Moonlight Cinemas too, it's a BYO event. So you can pack a little picnic, take a little something with you. You can pack a bottle of bubbly or wine or something.
Yep.
And they've also got an on-site food truck. So if you don't have time to pack something, there'll be something there for you.
Yeah.
So moonlight.com.au if you want to check it out. It's at King's Park and Botanic Gardens. So go and see that Friday night. Great way to celebrate a fantastic film and a wonderful actor.
I still smile when I watch that bit where he's in the amphitheatre and he starts singing.
You know, it's so good.
Bright star shining, you know. There's all ahead of him.
It was a great film. And guys, J-Lo is getting married.
Hey, Jenny with a rock.
Yeah, her partner Alex Rodriguez proposed while on a romantic beach holiday, and the ring is so big it looks like glass.
Wow.
Rodriguez is a former champion baseball player for the New York Knicks, known as A-Rod.
Yep.
And on an Instagram post, A-Rod said, "I can't believe it's only been 2 years together. We are meant to be, and how much you mean to me cannot be put into words."
So I decided to put it into a giant stone.
Yeah. And Ellen DeGeneres has offered to be J-Lo's maid of honour.
That's funny.
So, you know, I'm sure she'd jump at the chance. But, that's it. J-Lo, 2 years into it. There you go.
Well done.
And I've got a lovely message too from, we gave away tickets to Kylie's show last week when she was in town. And we gave away a meet and greet, and Sharon won that.
Yes.
And Sharon's dropped us a little email that says that she wanted to thank us for the opportunity to meet Kylie on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Kylie was so lovely. They spent 5 to 10 minutes with her. And she said, to show the sort of person Kylie is, she was worried about the fans being out in the rain.
Yes.
And Sharon reassured her that we're made of tough stuff here in the West.
Well done, Sharon.
And Sharon said the concert was fantastic. Oh, so well done, Sharon, and thanks for the feedback.
And apparently Kylie said on stage, it never rains in Perth. What's going on? The one night I'm here.
Too right.
That's your daily juice.
Very good. Comprehensive. Nice work.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
Mix 94.5. Enough of that language. It is the Big Breakfast. It's Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber. Welcome to the 70th day of 2019. It's 7:07. The excitement around the fact that there is $1 million that could go off could be yours. You never know. We thought we'd play a bit of Hall of Oats. Rich Girl, Mix 94.5's Million Dollar Song. Keep listening. 7:08, and I'll tell you what, the footy season is very, very close. We're a couple of weeks from the start of the AFL season. The pre-season is well and truly underway.
Yes.
And there was a pre-season derby hit out down at Rushton Park in Mandurah yesterday, part of our footy team. Lockie Reed, morning, Lock.
Hello, crew. I'm just ringing for the cue to call.
You're too early, mate. You've got to keep listening.
Oh, damn, I'll ring in about 5 minutes then. I'll speak to you later, eh?
Who do you think you are, Dr. Evil?
Lockie, big game on the weekend to kick it off and get into this sort of pre-season and see where we're at. And a great start for the Eagles.
Yeah, great start for the Eagles. They looked really good, Kimber. They had a forward line that was really functioning from word go. No Josh Kennedy, but it didn't matter because Willie Rioli kicked four goals. So you had Liam Ryan creating all sorts of havoc in the forward line. And there's a young man called Jack Petrocelli who is going to excite West Coast Eagles fans. He is faster than Usain Bolt. He is just tremendous. He gets the ball and he runs and carries. And I think during 2019, he's one player that will enjoy watching, in particular, West Coast fans.
Oh, mate, he should be in the store gift. He'd go off the back market, that guy. He's
unbelievable,
very pacey,
wasn't he? Yeah, he even ran off Nathan Wilson, who would be one of the quicker players in the AFL, and he just left him in his wake. So, as I said, he's going to be very exciting to watch throughout the year.
And, Lockie, this year we're lucky enough to have two, I think, exceptional young men as part of our team on Mix 94.5, Andrew Gaff and Andrew Brayshaw. Yeah, you know, if you were living on Mars, maybe you don't know what happened between them last year, but front page today, shaking hands. It's a wonderful gesture. And how was that sort of seen and felt at the ground?
Yeah, it was really good. I mean, these two blokes are just sensational human beings, aren't they? Put aside what happened on the footy field, we've moved on from that. It was a brain fade at the moment. But before even the first bounce, the two boys walked up. They were both starting in the centre, so that helped. But they walked up, shook each other's hands, patted each other on the back, then went their separate ways. And look, I think it took a little bit of its toll on Andrew Gaff yesterday. He only got the 17 touches. We're used to Gaffy getting, you know, over 20 and maybe even 30 possessions for the game. But I think Gaffy would be just keen to say, I've now played a derby. Yes. I've now played on Andrew Brayshaw, and I hopefully in a couple of weeks' time, because of course he misses the first few rounds, I'm ready to play footy again. And likewise for Andrew Brayshaw, he had the broken jaw. And he's now put together a couple of good games, solid games, and he'll be ready for round one as well.
Hey, Lockie, in life in general, but in footy in particular, isn't confidence an amazing thing? You think of how things were for Jack Darling after the 2015 grand final. His confidence could have been much lower, but I watched him. He's now a premiership player. The way he was throwing 6'7" Alex Pearce around yesterday early in that game, it was like, whoa, he's in for another big year.
Yeah, he is in for a big year, Clezzy. He looks fantastic. Kicked five goals last week in that game against Geelong and didn't get amongst the goals so much yesterday. But as you said, he just throws his weight around. And maybe with Kennedy missing in round one, he's going to become a pretty important player. Kennedy's sort of 50-50 to play in the first game of the year. You would have to think maybe he might miss that first game. It's the away game against Brisbane.
Yep.
So Darling becomes a really important player. And Darling could be one of those players, if Kennedy does miss some games throughout the year, that is a chance to win a Coleman medal maybe for West Coast, because he's just in ripping shape and he's had so many pre-seasons now that he's fit and he's strong and he's ready to kick bags of goals.
And Lockie, we call him the ideas machine around here, producer Tom. He's unstoppable.
Yeah. And jokes.
Yep. And but he's also, he was behind the mic calling the game.
He was calling the game and he did a terrific job until about 6:40, guys. and I know he does morning breakfast, so he's not used to when the sun goes down. And one of his comments at about 6:40 was, gee, it's dark out here.
Actually, we've got that here. Let's recreate the magic from Tommy yesterday.
10 for Bob Jane Team Arts. It looks dark from up here. Is it dark down there?
It actually is dark down here. You're right. Probably 10 minutes to go, I think. That's why you get paid the big bucks. Tommy can ask the big questions.
It's hard to see, Embers.
It's 6:40 at night. It's going to be dark.
Oh, yes. Cometti's nervous, mate.
Cometti, he actually rang me afterwards and said, Lockie, I'm done for this year.
No one tracks the movement of the sun like our Tom. Oh. It's amazing.
Dennis will be dark on him.
It was a great job.
That was brilliant.
No, they did really well, Tommy. Well done for you. But back to the producing now. That's where he gets paid the big bucks.
Well, he's driving a sports car today to check out what it's like to win $1 million. So he'd be behind the commentary box and behind the wheel of a sports car. Hey, Lockie, 2 weeks to go to the regular season, mate. We're nearly there.
You betcha. Looking forward to it, guys.
Beautiful. Lockie Reed on Mix 94.5.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
Hey, good morning. This is Mix 94.5. You probably already knew that. If you're a first-time listener, well, stick with us. It is The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber. It's 6:38 in the Monday morning. We're a bit like a comfortable car parked legally.
Oh, here we go. You guys know how I feel about parking
Certainly
fines.
Certainly do.
I just feel like it's the lowest a council can go.
Right.
I just feel like they're unreasonable fees. I don't know why it bothers me so much. I just think that they're too costly. They're not always fair. And the bays have already paid for themselves 100 times over already.
Right. Yes.
So imagine how justified I felt when I saw this article online that reveals how much the City of Perth have made from fines in the last 13 months.
Okay. Yeah,
well, a couple hundred grand.
Well, this... that's laughable, Claire's. It's from January 1st, 2018 until February 4 this year, so 13 months.
Yeah, sure.
Parking officers handed out 103,651 tickets.
Yep.
Right.
And that raked in $8,606,620.
That's a lot of money.
Holy crap.
$8 million just in the City of Perth.
Yeah.
Not the entire metro city of Perth, just in the city.
City of Perth.
In the CBD.
Okay.
And your problem with that is?
$8 million.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
They say the money that we get from parking, both in terms of fines and revenue, we turn back into maintaining our parks, running a community centre and having a library.
Sure.
Isn't that what we already pay for in our council rates? Isn't that what we're paying
those
for?
Those things never stop costing money, though, keeping parks, our beautiful parks in the city, they're, you know, green.
$8 million for people who might have parked 5-10 minutes
But you keep going back to that. Like, if you've parked legally, you won't get a fine.
Okay, but then what about the signs that aren't clear? Or sometimes when you're in a medical appointment and you're 5 minutes late back to the car?
Well, I noticed that at the end of that article, they have said that nearly 5,000 of those tickets weren't carried through because they gave compassionate reasons.
Grounds, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so paranoid about getting a park because it's such a waste of money that if I'm not 100% sure I'm not going to get a ticket. You know, like the other night we go to Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
And it's not an easy place to park necessarily, Mount Lawley, at times, you know, especially if there's a glory game or something on. And so I see there's this car parking spot. And there's this whole vacant block just around the corner in Beaufort Street. And I could have parked there and I went, actually, I'm not sure if all of those cars are going to get a ticket or not. So I went up and parked near the Astor and walked down for half an hour.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I don't want to get a fine.
Yeah, I know.
No.
But if I'm walking back to a car space that I know I'm over,
yeah,
and if I see a ticket there, the person I'm angry with is myself.
Yeah, me too. It's such dead money, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course. And I pay the parking ticket. I do what I'm supposed to do. I'm like you guys, I don't want it because I hate the fine so much that I do the right thing.
Yeah.
But they slog us like in here in Subi, if you park your car here in Subi for 2 minutes over, you get $90.
I didn't want to mention that is an unreasonable fine. Didn't want to mention Subi because you've got history.
$90 for a fine. I mean, come on. If you've been parked there, even if you parked your car there all day, they wouldn't have made that money in revenue from people paying for tickets.
There may be something in that, that maybe the fines should correspond to, you know, how much the actual parking costs.
Of course. If it's
$8 for an hour, maybe you get charged.
Yeah, maybe it's three times that or something. But $90 for just one slog is just, I think, so unreasonable.
But Matt, you mentioned that thing of when you get back to your car a little bit over. So say you've been held up in an appointment or something, even if it's 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 minutes late, and you get back to your car and you're expecting the ticket.
Yes.
And you get there and you look and you can't find a ticket.
And you celebrate.
And you go, you feel like you won $1 million.
Absolutely.
Such a great feeling.
But honestly, I can't understand why no one's going into the City of Perth. Why isn't anyone shopping in the city?
But silver lining, if you are as antisocial as I am, it's a great way to get out of a lunch.
Absolutely.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.
Yeah. Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist.
No. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed. Sorry, I was just matching your yet with a no.
Now, as if the political situation in America couldn't get any weirder than Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
You know, some love him, some hate him. I'm not saying either way. But it's a strange old political system, and it's just got a little weirder because in Fairhaven in Vermont, they've just elected a goat.
Mayor Lincoln was chosen by townspeople. With 13 votes cast in her name, she beat out 16 other pets, most of them reportedly cats and dogs, and a gerbil named Crystal.
Hey, I voted for Crystal.
Okay, job done. Yes, that is right. A three-year-old goat named Lincoln has been named town mayor of Fairhaven in Vermont, beating out Sammy, a dog, by two votes. So a really nail-biting election. Yeah. It was to raise some money. $5 for every vote goes towards a playground. But he is official. Lincoln will be sworn into office as the mayor on Tuesday.
Wow. I mean, that's a community that have completely given up, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That's a community that have gone, there is not one person in this town that could possibly do a better job than a goat.
And they're right. And unlike our political system, they didn't have to have done law first. Have we got any lawyers? Because we need more politicians.
Where was this? Whereabouts?
Vermont.
Vermont. Well, they love Abraham Lincoln. They love that name in the States,
yes,
don't they?
Yes, they do.
Have you seen the latest news poll in Australia, though?
No.
I mean, Florence has moved ahead of Bella and McGruff this week. Incredible.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for Dale Alcock.